Welcome to another episode of another motherfucking podcast, spooky edition. I am with the podcast crew, the podcast team, Patty D, Hunter, aka the Brown Boy Gaming, and Sarah Helburn. What is up?
What's up?
I never heard say it first.
You can just throw it at me like that, man. Come on.
I know, man.
My hey.
So, diving right into it, can you guys guess how many people have disappeared in the U.S. National Forest?
Oh, shit. Paris coming in.
This year or all time?
All time.
All time?
I can't even 29. Begin to. What?
29? And just only 29? All time? I'm going to say like. I'm gonna say like
more like top of the Google.
maybe like 500 or so.
I don't know. Okay. I was gonna guess like a couple hundred, but I can't.
1600.
Damn, oh. That's a lot of people. Wait. Are is that number the ones of like people who are still missing, or just like they were missing and then they were found dead, or so, like
yeah. Quick fun fact, that's people who have been accounted for as missing.
Accounted for?
Yes. Dang, yes, dude. 1600.
Still be hella warm.
Like, okay, so like if someone goes missing in a national park, the national park itself does not have to report that person as missing. So
wait, why?
Why? Yeah, it's true. That's a good why.
I don't know, man.
Hey, I must stop. Let's pause right here. That already sounds like government conspiracy. Am I wrong?
It sure does.
Am I wrong? That already
sounds like something.
That sounds a little suspicious. Because why wouldn't you? Why? What's the point of not doing it?
What goes on in national parks?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like it here.
Here's a quick fact. According to the New York Post, 600,000 Americans go missing every year, but 92% are found dead or alive. However. How many of these people who've disappeared in the wild is unclear because the National Park Service or the Department of Agriculture's U.S. Forest Service does not have to keep track.
So basically, it's up to the families.
That's what I was going to report. Yeah.
So if that person doesn't have any family, that doesn't include hikers that have no family or like drifters or whatever.
Drifters, yeah.
That's really fucked up. Does that also include like bodies they found or, I mean, like, do you know?
The 1,600 people, like that number? Yeah. I'd imagine that'd count the bodies.
Yeah.
No. That 1,600 people they're missing, currently missing, so haven't been found.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's still crazy, dude. That's so crazy.
Mm.
That's a lot of fucking people.
That is a lot of people. That's a surprising amount of people. I didn't think it was going to be that much.
Honestly.
And in 2017 alone, there were more than 4,000 search and rescue incidents reported in the U.S. National Park. So, I mean, that's in 2017 alone. So you can imagine, like, the last decade, how many search parties there have been
for real.
In the National Forest.
For real.
Similar to oceans, little is known about the forests around the world, leading to many theories ranging from feral cannibals to Bigfoot. Before I go into some of the crazier stories, I'd like to get your guys' take on what you think is going on in National Forest.
Okay, well, I actually do want to really quick bring up this documentary that me and Patrick watched. What was it just called? Finding Bigfoot or some shit?
I think so.
Patrick?
I'll check it.
Yeah, so it was like about this dude, and it's been a couple months since we watched it, so I don't remember exact details. But it was a story about this guy who, I think in the 70s, he was working like cannabis fields in Colorado and like illegally, you know, and he was overhearing stories of people getting attacked in the woods by Bigfoot. And he remembers like the specific night where these guys came in all freaking out and saying like a Bigfoot, we watched him, he tore this dude apart, you know what I mean? And he had like swept it under the rug and just ignored it for years and years and years. And then, you know, recently he'd just been thinking about it And so he went on this fucking journey trying to figure out what happened. And it turned into, like, I almost don't want to ruin it for you guys, but I kind of have to. Like, it turned out that it was just like Bigfoot was the name of this drug dealer. And he was like straight up offing people. And their whole thing was they were going to blame it on a Bigfoot to like scare away
people
from working there.
That's pretty smart. I'm not gonna lie.
Right?
That's pretty big brain thinking, if I'm being honest.
You know, dude, you go into it thinking you're gonna watch a documentary on Bigfoot and you end up finding out some crazy ass shit. But that, I mean, that's one of the other things. Like, people probably stumble onto some shit they're not supposed to see in the woods. You don't know really what's out there. There's hella drug dealers that operate. And in fact, like, I mean, illegal cannabis is still a thing, even though it's legal in Colorado, which just blows my mind, but it's like even worse now. So that shit still goes on, you know? So I think that that contributes a lot. You know, there's a lot of crime that can happen in the forest. Also wild animals. I mean,
yeah.
Whenever, I mean, animals can literally just tear you apart and fucking leave nothing behind, dude.
You know, as a guy who has spent a lot of time in the woods around here, I can tell you that there's a lot of weird shit out there. Like, even not all that deep into it, I've come across these like super hella ghetto shanties that people live in out there. That, you know, they just stay there. They hunt probably like rabbits all year and just eat that. Like some real freaky, like Hills Have Eyes looking shit.
Yeah. When you live in the woods, you like go crazy too. So you know those people are not all right in the head too. Yeah. That's the one thing you have to remember.
On some wrong turn shit.
It's like literally a whole house made of plywood and cinder blocks and shit. I've seen all kinds of wild shit out there.
I would say the first, in terms of like people disappearing in the woods, I'd say that most of the time that I, at least off the top of my head, like first instinct would be like that the reason they don't get found is because, you know, of course, wild animals. But it's like, does that necessarily mean that a wild animal, like either a wild animal attacked them or something happened to them and then they were eaten, right? Or something like that. Mm-hmm. But my thing would be is like bones, you know what I'm saying? Bones, like what are animals don't care about bones. You know what I'm saying? Like
true.
Where are the bones of these people, you know, or my thing is when people go, I feel like it really takes something like what was happening with I forgot her name, the most recent, you know, the one we just
Gabby.
Did.
Gabby.
Okay, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I feel like it takes something like for the media to pick it up for like, you know, the search, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
it has more to people, be really weird.
Yeah, it's gonna be like way bigger. Yeah, it's got to be like way more than just a missing person. You know what I'm saying? Because for some reason, I feel like when there's a missing person, people are just like, okay, you know,
whatever.
Like, people just don't care for whatever reason or whatever.
But when it's a mystery to solve, people love it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And but the thing is, I didn't know that thing about how the national parks don't have to report missing people. Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that just kind of leaves. That just kind of leaves. You know. That opens a lot of doors to, like, you know,
it's
just
super weird.
Like said, it's weird. Yeah, it is weird. So, like, why not? So, it's like, is there something more to these? Like, because think about it. If it's a national park, you know, like, people are going to come there to visit, you know, like, just in general. So, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, let's create something that attracts people. And then, you know, we get people to come out to this isolated area where they don't have maybe cell phone signal or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just
you're getting on some fucking conspiracy shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, get people to willingly come out in the middle of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Make it easy. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
I can see that. I also like. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. You go.
I was gonna say I could also see like them wanting to cover it up because they want people to still come out there. So, like, that could kind of go with what you're saying,
ding,
too.
Ding, ding,
so.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You know?
Because when you think of national parks, you think of fun and joy of fishing and camping and blah, 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 blah. You don't think of people disappearing, and you don't...
Yeah, because you're not going to want to go there.
Yeah, so I feel like the reason why they have the option to report it and then choose not to mostly is for that reason. Oh, if you knew, let's say, this national park, let's say fucking 2,000 people went missing this year alone.
I'm not going out there. I'm not going out there. No, absolutely not.
But in the same instance, there's weirdos. I don't want to say weirdos, but there's people out there interested in that stuff and wanting to solve mysteries, and that might attract them. Similar to the Gabby thing, I feel like with that, not only was it interesting and everyone was trying to figure it out, but like a lot of people listen to crime podcasts, they watch crime shows, so they were finally given that chance to be put in the position to solve something like that.
People got a boner for it, for sure.
Yeah, actually.
That shit happens all the time. It's fucked up to me.
What's funny is we were talking about Bigfoot. National parks don't, you know, tell the public about missing reports, but most of these reports do come from Bigfoot trackers finding bodies or bones or, you know, something of the sort. So that's where a lot of the data comes from.
That's a very interesting factoid. Thank you for that.
Do you think that's purely coincidental? Like they're looking for Bigfoot and then they stumble upon a missing person?
Probably.
Or is there like a correlation between like, I'm looking for Bigfoot and here's this corpse or here are these bones? Like,
man, they probably find a correlation in their head. They're like, oh my God, Bigfoot definitely did this. And the person had gunshot wounds or something.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Bigfoot with guns?
That's horrifying, actually.
So some of the theories I was able to find goes as follow, and some of these were crazy, but one is that the missing people were taken by an evil spirit called the Wendigo. I've heard of this. I know all about the Wendigo. Yeah, from what's that game called?
Fallout.
Until Dawn.
Oh, well, they're in Fallout too. But Until Dawn. That is another pretty scary one. I'm not going to lie. Me and my sister sat and watched. We didn't play it. We watched the playthrough. And I was like, the whole
time. Me and Mikhail played that on a surround system, 65-inch TV, fucking immersed into it. It was...
Hell no, dude.
It was crazy. It was a crazy experience. But what's funny is the Wendigo comes from the Algonquin folklore, which is an evil spirit who terrorizes woods and forests. And the U.S. National Park land was taken from that same tribe who believed in the Wendigo. So that's where that theory comes from.
And they say that it's because they like cannibalized each other or some shit, right?
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you think about it, like there's still cannibals in the world. There's still like places that no one has like recorded, have seen, and live to tell, like if they did find themselves in that situation, because they probably got fucking ate.
So, Patrick, what was that movie? The fucking cave diving one?
A Descent.
Were those some Wendigo?
I've seen that movie.
Like, I don't think they ever really tell you, but they're definitely like they fit like, the description.
Yeah.
You're talking about the ones where it's like the girls and the people down there are like blind because they've like been in the dark for so long or whatever.
Yes.
Man, that movie was pretty freaky. That movie was definitely pretty freaky.
By the way, that documentary thing is called Sasquatch on Netflix.
Sasquatch on Netflix.
But I mean, the dude's name was Bigfoot. It was, you know. But yeah.
Y'all remember, like, not too long ago, that dude, oh, man, it was a huge coverage, but that dude ended up on, like, an island or somewhere where he shouldn't have been, and there was people there eating people, and they were wanting to go to that place, but it was like a big debate. Like we should leave those people alone because that's
yes.
What... Oh, well, because
then the dude go there and he got like shot by arrows and shit.
Yeah, got lit up.
Yes.
That's off the coast of India.
Okay, he also deserved that. You should just leave them the fuck alone. They're fine. They are living their lives just how they want to. They're isolated. They're not bothering anybody. We have,
but that's like no, that's so crazy to think about. Like around them is this technological advanced world, and they're still living in this like stone age type shit.
Yeah, they probably see planes fly over, being real,
and they probably think
I do wonder. Yeah, what do they think when they see that? Are they like?
I would think.
On Easter Island, like when we actually went there, we like landed a plane there, and they started worshiping the people coming out of the plane as gods because they flew a great bird through the air and shit.
That's wild as fuck. Mm-hmm.
At this point, we're like with them, like it's the rest of the world is so far ahead of them. Like, I agree. Just leave them alone because there's no way they would be able to, like, no, you know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't
like,
understand no. it, bro.
Y'all yeah, ever right. see Green Inferno?
I've seen Green Inferno. Yeah.
Okay. So me and Hunter, we know. We leave
yeah,
them
alone. I'm not doing that.
Leave them the fuck alone.
That. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't want any
that
part
movie
of that.
Hurt me. It seriously, like, I after I watched that shit, I could not. I was just like. For like a whole day. Just, if you haven't seen
mind
it,
blown.
You need to watch it. You need to watch well, it.
Another big problem with messing with folks like that is like how many vaccinations do you think they need just to catch up to where we are?
Yeah, they, dude, die, could, they die yeah. from the immediate vaccinations.
Just
they
from receive.
If you sneeze on them, they're gonna die. Like mm-hmm.
literally.
Yeah, literally, yeah. just leave them alone. They don't need to know about the fucking horrors of the fucking Western civilization. Leave them alone.
Yeah, they got to figure it out, obviously.
Let them eat whatever they want to, you know, do their thing.
Even if it's each other, you know, we don't care about that.
Well, you know? The yeah. biggest thing, too, in Green Inferno, I actually, after I watched it, I did some research on it. And apparently, generally, they only cannibalize, like, ceremoniously or whatever, or like if a person dies, like they just really don't have enough space to, it's not like yeah. they just be killing each other and eating each other, you know, it's like
it's kind of out of necessity, out of their necessity, I guess you could say,
right? But in Green Inferno, the reason they do it is because they're trying to make a point, leave us alone, you know,
which is a good point, because I mean you know, who would you want to mess with? Somebody who's like, hey, if you come over here, we'll eat you, you know, it's like nah, I'm good.
No, I'm good,
no, I'm okay, good. I'm okay. I think the thing though with the Wendigo, you know, theory or whatever, I mean, I guess you could say so, but at least to me, like there's just more, I feel like there's more believable theories when it comes to why the people disappear, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So what you're saying, like the we're experimenting with folks out there, or we're feeding something intentionally.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Okay, the government is in control of the national parks. Okay, so there's already
come for your ass.
There's step
come
one.
For your ass.
Step one. There's step one right there.
Whistleblower.
There's step one right there. Hold on. There's somebody knocking at my door. Hold on. Let me go check. So, but like the government, anything with the government on it is already sketchy. You know, because I'm automatically like I got a wall up because I'm not about to believe.
Agreed.
99% of what is coming out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so, if these forests, if no one knows like what is in these forests, if no one truly knows, that gives them free reign to do whatever they want, because they're gonna go in their military fucking personnel all with them to do whatever experiments they want to do, and whatever they come across, they fucking gonna kill,
exactly,
or try to. But it's funny because, like, not too long ago, I watched American Horror Stories, not Story, but Stories, which is like a spinoff of the original AHS. And they had an episode about the national parks. And this dude, so I'm going to spoil it for y'all. Spoiler. Okay.
That's fine.
This kid got taken. And so, obviously, the parents never got over that. And fast forward, like, 10 years later, this man, like, comes to their door or whatever, and it's like, hey, I know where your son is. And so he leads them back into the same forest, and whole time he was playing them, he was going to trade them with people who had like marijuana farms or whatever in the national forest. I don't know, like maybe it's, I don't know, I could be getting this wrong, it could be like whatever, but anyway,
okay.
And they were in it, they ended up being slaughtered, the people he was taking them to. And so he was like, what the fuck? And it turns out there was like feral people there that had slaughtered the people there making like marijuana and shit. And then they killed the dude who brought them in. And so the parents went back to the park ranger and was telling them all about it, because the park ranger was like trying to warn them, like, don't go in there. I've seen some shit. There's some shit that can't be explained. Don't go in there.
That can be explained. There's feral people eating people.
but there was also like fucking trees coming to life type shit. I can't explain it. It was a wild episode. But at the end,
yeah. What show is this?
American Horror Stories.
Yes,
not the stories. Dude, I watched like two seasons of American Horror Story, but I keep meaning to watch the rest.
Yeah.
Is it, have you watched it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm up to date.
Is it good? Is it really good? Does it stay good? Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, the first two seasons that I watched were excellent. And then I heard the first three seasons got worse.
Well, the first three seasons are, like, the most fan-favorite seasons. Mm-hmm. Hotel has Lady Gaga. She's fucking badass in that one. So if you could stick around for that.
She's a bad bitch, so yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it.
I will say if in your story, if the park ranger tells me not to go in there because there's unexplained stuff, I'm not absolutely not going in there because I'm gonna trust him. It's the park ranger, you know what I'm saying? Well, like,
what happened was, bro, there. the feral people broke into the thing and ate the park ranger and took the parents back into the forest. Whole time, the kid that got kidnapped became the leader of these people.
So what happened with the parents? Did he recognize his parents?
Yeah.
He hated his parents.
He recognized them, and they were like, they had their own language, and they were like, "Do you recognize these people?" And he looked at them, and he recognized them. And
he said no.
He said no.
Dude, can you imagine? Look at
Pat's face. Pat has just been like,
my dude said, "Nah, that's my old life. I don't fuck with
like, I'm finna eat these people real quick." That's crazy.
He didn't eat them. He watched them get ate.
He
watched them get ate.
I don't get the point.
He took
like,
my PlayStation away at one time. Dad.
Dude, it's not even their fault that he got kidnapped. What? You know what I'm saying?
Finish your dinner now, bitch. You know, like
what's funny, it was crazy, is like the kid was literally right in front of him and just like walked past the tree and then was gone.
Huh.
Like that. It was super fast.
I'd be more inclined to believe something like that than the Wendigo thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely be more inclined to believe something like that.
The fucking trees coming alive, Hunter?
Yeah. I don't know if... See, they look like trees. So, they look like trees, but I don't know if they were actual feral people. Like, I don't know if they were feral people who, when you walked past them, then they, like, came to life and, like they tried to blend in as trees. I can't quite remember. It's been a while.
Maybe not the trees coming to life. But, like, you know, like, I would think that most of the time, I think if somebody were to get lost in the woods, it's because they get lost or, like, it's a mixture of them either getting lost or it gets dark. And, like, you know, so basically you get lost either way. You get lost in the woods, you go missing, you got lost at some point, right? But, like, maybe not the trees coming to life, but you're panicking, you know, your adrenaline's pumping. So it's like, you know, you're kind of just trying to figure out your way back or whatever. So I'll say from... One personal experience when me and Samantha went to hike Whitaker Point. So we went out there when it was like, we started out there way too late. So by the time we were making our way back, it was about like maybe an hour hike. It was like a couple miles or so. But when we were going back, it got dark, like pitch black dark. And like, it felt like it was 2 seconds, you know? So then we're in the pitch black dark following a trail that's like, it's kind of like you can barely see the trail. During the day, you can follow it. But when it's at night, you can't see anything. Dude, I was literally I was having a panic attack, honestly. I was like freaking out because I was like, dude, I don't know if we're going to make it back. And then I was like, then your mind just goes to the worst places. Like, you're lost. Like, yeah. I don't think my adrenaline has ever pumped that fast. It was so cold out, too. This was in like January, February. And I was sweating like insanely crazy. So, but I could see like how people would get lost in a situation like that. You know what I'm saying? But for that to be, does that explain all the like how people go missing? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. You know?
Well, and it's funny you bring that up because like one of the theories was like trails were mysteriously changing or disappearing. Like a lot of people have who's like survived or whatever, that was their like story or whatever. And like if they're panicking, I could see that happening where like they maybe thought the trail was here and it's not there anymore, you know, type shit, but it's there the whole time. But like some of the reports I have is like, okay, like this army veteran dude, he was like going for a walk with his 2-year-old son on a well-maintained hiking trail, and He noticed that the trail markings all around him were disappearing. And when he looked back, he reported that trees and plants were different than he remembered. Another one was this person was saying that they walked 5 feet off the trail to look at a sign on a tree. And when she turned back, she said literally the trail was not there. So, like, I don't know if people are getting spooked or if, like, that could be another theory. Like, the forest is changing. The forest is alive type shit.
I mean... very well. So I wasn't there to see it. So how am I supposed to say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, how am I supposed to say that? But then also people could just be lying or whatever to embellish the story or whatever. Absolutely.
It's not necessarily lying, I don't think, but like the thing is, if you start getting anxious, you could actually really put yourself in a psychosis, you know? Like, you could think that the trails are changing. They're not. Yeah. You're just freaked out. You know what I mean? So I don't think that it's necessarily right to say that what they experienced was fake. But it doesn't mean that it wasn't like all
and
in
you
their
can
head,
always remember you know? Stuff differently too.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a traumatic thing to go through for sure. And that'll really affect your perception of the situation.
I got a question. With that statistic about the people going missing in national parks, what was the national park that had the most like disappearances? Do you have that by chance?
Okay, that's funny that you bring that up because
My gosh, no way.
All right, so y'all ready for the first story that I'm gonna tell?
Okay, yes. bet. Yeah, let's get it.
So Yosemite, is that the proper or is
Yosemite? Yosemite.
Like Yosemite Sam? Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Guess what?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna cut that.
No, don't cut that. Put that in there.
You don't get to cut that.
You know who else pronounced it that way?
Who?
Donald Trump.
When they gaze upon Yosemite's towering sequoias.
Yeah, this is getting cut.
Bro. Hey, stop.
You said I'm like a god Patreon. Over this podcast. I get this.
Yosemite. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yo, so Yosemite National Park, fuck y'all, is third in most missing persons per year with 233. And while Lake Mead National Recreational Area has the top spot with 563 missing persons, the crazy thing about Yosemite is in the details. So
you said it again. You said Yosemite.
Bro, oh my God. I don't even want to talk.
Okay. Go back over the what was your question though? What you said after
okay,
Lake
okay,
Mead.
Okay. So Yosemite?
Yes.
Yes. This is super funny. All
right, this has been another motherfucking podcast. I was your host.
Dude. All right.
Can I pause
real quick? So you said Yosemite was number three. What was number one? I've never heard
of
number one before.
I've never heard of that either. But what was Lake Mead National Recreational Area.
Where?
Wherever Lake
what
Mead
state is.
Is
this?
Wherever okay, Lake Google. Mead is.
Where is
Yosemite.
That doesn't. She said, it's 1,208 miles away.
It's located. It says it's located in the states of Nevada and Arizona.
I've never
heard of this before.
So Lake Mead has the top spot with 563 missing persons.
Never go to Lake Mead. You know,
wait. Okay. I just got an idea. I just looked it up on the map. Okay. So it's like in Nevada, right? You know what else is in Nevada?
What?
Dude, I'm telling you right now. Stop. You know what else is in Nevada, right?
Area 51.
Tell me these aren't connected. Tell me this place that we, like, you would expect Yosemite, right? To be like, Yellowstone. Is Yellowstone number two? Probably number two, right?
I don't know what number two is.
I'm going to assume Yellowstone is number two.
So the reason why I bring up Yosemite, fuck y'all, is so when you dig deep into it, while it's third for the most disappearances, it has a crazy pattern. And so that pattern is, it's always a cluster of children that disappear from here without a single trace. And so of all the disappearances, they share a pattern. And the pattern is most of the missing children were under the age of 10. There were no signs of struggle. Trained tracking dogs couldn't find or follow the scent of the missing children. And if the dogs did find the scent, the trail always led up a mountain. And yes, a counter argument to this would be, well, kids get curious and like to explore. Something could have ate them, yada, yada, yada. And sure, these are valid points, but digging even deeper, sometimes these kids were found. And of the ones that were found, they were found 10 to 15 miles from the point they were last seen, or they were found 5,000 feet higher in elevation than where they disappeared. And they were alive, and they were, the kids that were found were between 2 and 3. So we all got kids in here. Ain't no way a kid is traveling across rivers and going up mountains and got this crazy inclement weather. So like, how do you explain that these kids were found alive in these areas?
Where is, so, go ahead.
Like, I literally have no idea what, like,
and of other survivors that were found, they were found in areas previously searched multiple times by large search parties. And then searchers rescued some of the missing children on the other side of mountain ranges. So areas that they like had these large ass parties, search parties for, didn't find them. And then two days later, they find them there alive. Not always the case, but of the cases,
were this any is of why. Them, well, were any of them able to say anything like about what happened?
So when they asked the children what happened, they all told the same story that friendly bears or big wolves took care of them.
Dude, no way. Are you serious?
Okay.
Deadass.
Okay. Dude, deadass. Like, that's so fucking weird. But, like, the thing is,
and what's crazy
there
is this
actual reports, though, of, like, kids becoming, like, feral and living in the woods with, like, packs of wolves. Yeah. Because wolves take them in as like their spawn because they find a baby. A lot of times it's like a wolf mother who lost a pup or something.
It's not even just wolves. It's mostly feral dog groups. Like Russia has a really big problem with like feral kids. Like running with packs of dogs and using their thumbs to help them get food together.
Yeah.
I mean, so where that could make sense, honestly, though.
So with these, where are the adults? What do you mean when you say big groups of kids? Like there's like go. I'm assuming go on field trips or camps or something, right? Like just going to check it out.
What is that referring to?
Where are the adults here that are supposed to be with these kids?
So I don't know the actual like if it was like family, big families, or if it was a field trip or whatnot. I just know the pattern was it was always a cluster of kids, or it was like a. The of the 233 is mostly kids that went missing in Yosemite. Fuck y'all.
So some of the kids, I
think we should change the name to Yosemite. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay, dude, that's a fair wrong point, but
we'll
it's a fair point to have,
you.
I guess. So where was I? I'm trying to remember what I was gonna ask. So, like, do some of the kids die, or they're still missing,
most
and some
of them
are living?
Most of them are missing, or not even found. Like, not. Mm.
That is pretty
just
suspicious.
But of the few that were found, that was the stories that were told, and they were found 10, 15 miles away from the point that they were missing.
So,
I'm trying to think of a way to
like how many are dead or found dead.
I mean, there's two. No, I didn't.
There's some friendly bears and wolves out here not being friendly. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Also, Yosemite.
Yes, Yosemite.
So, it's spelled Y O S E, and compare that to Jose, Jose, and then Mike. So, Yosemite. That's that's. Just,
Oh my
Fuck
gosh.
Y'all.
All
Fuck
right.
Y'all.
All right.
I just don't know how to explain to you that that's just not how it's pronounced.
I don't know. Somebody told me that's the way it's pronounced. So I was like, okay, that's the way to pronounce it. Right? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, okay, Yosemite Sam. Blah, blah, okay.
Okay. No, but like words don't always have to sound how they're spelled. Like Patrick. What's that place in Virginia? You're muted. You're muted.
Wait,
buddy.
Patrick, you muted.
My bad. Which one? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Norfolk.
Oh yeah, it's spelled. And I had a big fight with her sister about it because she lives near there, but she's not from there. It's spelled Norfolk.
My sister literally argued about this.
Like it's the naval base there, but if you're from the area, it's Norfolk.
Norfolk. I always thought it was Norfolk. I thought it was. How'd you say it? Norfolk.
Norfolk is how
Norfolk,
it's spelled.
My bad.
Yeah. Huh. It's Norfolk. Yeah.
Yosemite.
Like Norfolk.
Yosemite. All right, here. I'll start saying Yosemite with you. Okay, just make you feel better, okay?
Anyway, we're done with Yosemite, so
true.
Boom. I got a second story crazier than that one.
Hear a crazy? Crazier story than that. Because I don't know how to explain that. I don't know how to explain
that
at all.
That.
I have
that
no,
make me sad.
I have no right? idea. Because
it's
that
children. Because it's children.
To touch that's... the nerve in all of us here. Why'd you do
yeah.
that?
Damn, I should have saved that one for last. I should have Googled how to say that word before I told y'all that story.
What about the second one?
So story number two, we're going to talk about a boy only known as John Doe, was found alive, but he was only three, so I guess they kept his name and identity a secret. So John Doe was last seen near a fly fishing river, and then he promptly vanished for 5 hours. A search party found him dazed but unharmed in the middle of a grove of trees. So when investigators asked the boy what happened while he vanished, he said he followed the woman who looked like his grandmother to a mountain. He then found himself in a room in a cave that had a bunch of motionless robots and weapons lying all over
a dusty. See, look, it was so believable. I mean, not believable.
No.
Okay.
I know it's crazy, and it's like, okay, he had an overactive imagination, right?
Okay.
But the shocking part of the story is that, first of all, the boy claimed that he noticed a strange glow coming from the strange old woman's head, suggesting that she was a robot, right? And she asked him to defecate on a piece of paper, and he said no, and she got fucking mad. And aggressive.
Dude, what? Okay, so first instinct I'm going to say is I could see how that's probably believable that he saw, you know what I'm saying? Like, that seems maybe somewhat believable. I do think that when he got to the cave and talked about the robots, I think his imagination took over there because, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, those are way too, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum or whatever.
Bro,
I'm getting there. I'm getting there because it gets crazy.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish.
So the woman then said that the boy was from outer space and that he was planted in his mother's wombs. She then told him to go and wait in the trees, and that's where he was found, right? So now at this point, like I said, you could say he has an overactive imagination. But this is where the story gets spookier. His grandmother, who had gone camping with him, claimed that she was dragged out of her tent late at night and she woke up to a strange pain in the base of her neck, and they found two small holes near the back of her head.
Is this a true story? This is
yes,
a true story.
Yes, bro. I wasn't looking up fake shit, okay?
Okay, look.
I was
I'm
looking
gonna
up
lie.
Real shit.
I don't
Why'd
know
she want him to shit? Why'd she want him to shit on paper?
That's what I'm saying. What does she want with that, bro?
Did she want his
that
DNA?
Sounds like
I don't know.
A weird, like a really not good
fetish.
Thing.
They
you
needed,
like
they
a, like
needed
weird,
the robots.
Like she was just some weird lady that wanted a child's poop. All right.
The robots
maybe she's a witch.
Needed,
maybe she's a
needed
witch.
Organic human material. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Bro.
Why? I don't know. I don't know what the robots were gonna do with
said
it.
Organic human material.
mean, that's the only thing I can think of, because they don't want to be like, you know, take his body, I guess, or whatever.
Why his
kill
shit?
Him.
Why? Anything else? Anything.
Yeah. Why the
that
shit?
That is
why
so
shit?
Weird.
Why would it?
So
but why
crazy.
Would a kid? Why would a kid lie? Oh, okay.
Why would he make that up? Like,
yeah, he's 3 years
thing.
Old. Why would he say, "Oh, this woman who
dude, I have
could
have
been
I
a robot
a
asked me the shit." Who?
Yeah,
who
I have a 4 year old, and not even she could come up with something like that on her own.
I
you
don't,
know what I'm saying.
And that's the first thing you say when you're found after you disappeared for 5 hours. It's not like you talk to someone and then they put that story in your head.
What if it's not? What if it wasn't robots? What if it was extraterrestrials and he just only knew how to explain it as robots? You know what I'm saying? Because that sounds like that almost like on the level of abduction type. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you gonna say, Patty?
That's some of that fire in the sky stuff right there.
Dude, I just don't know how to explain something like that. Other than, and she actually had holes in the back of her neck or whatever.
According to the story.
I mean, I don't know what to say other than that happened. That's true, but why? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When was this? When was this? Do you know? Do you got a date on this? And what's the name of the story? I want to look at this real quick too.
Just look up John Doe robot. It's the most popular story out of all the national park ones. But I wanted to tell the Yosemite one first because it's crazy.
Well, you said John Doe robot, and it pulled up this kid this kid friendly robot whose name's John Doe. So I had to get something else. Go ahead. Did you find
here
it?
Here it is.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah. How old is this child now?
He's 3 in the story. I don't know how old he is now. I mean, and he obviously, he's John Doe for a reason. He don't want people to know he's who he is, I guess. Hey, you're the boy that shit in the woods for an old man.
For your grandma.
The article says October 1st, 2010. He was 3 and a half.
This was recent.
Okay, but 11 years ago.
Yes, he was 14.
He'd be 14. Still underage.
So what, my thing is, what was, so when she said that, because I'm reading the thing right now, when he said that the lady told him that he was planning it as a mother's womb, that's like, what is, then that makes me want to go ask the mom, you know what I'm saying?
Or that goes back to that alien story, or like it could have been aliens, and they're telling you, like, this is where you're from, dog, you were an alien put in the womb. But why did you want me to shit is my question.
That's what I keep asking. I keep wondering, what's the poop? What's the significance of the poop, dude? There has to be significance.
So far we got the Yosemite missing children and the John Doe. Which one's crazier so far?
John Doe, by far. That's so crazy. That's just such an insane story. That's just too crazy. Yeah, I feel bad for him. If somebody asked me to shit on a piece of paper and I just witnessed all this, I'm probably going to shit on the piece of paper because I don't want to die. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to shit from fear.
Exactly.
My question is, like, this is like one of the most popular stories on there. Is that what it is? Is it just a story? Or, like, we don't have no names. We don't have really any information.
Where did this story come from?
You said October 2010, right, Patty?
Yeah.
Oh, conveniently around Halloween time. So, like,
my thing, let's just wait until, I would hope that once the kid turns like 18 and becomes an adult, I'd hope they like come out on their own and, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
give, but imagine like if that actually happened, how much like therapy he had and people telling him like that's not what happened, and like medication and shit like that to deal with his trauma. Like,
well, I was gonna say something like that. It'd probably be like if the family went to the national parks, you know, was telling them about that, they'd be like, all right, well, we ain't trying to let this get out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's just slap a John Doe on there and then, you know, make it seem like it's like not real, but, you know, just don't give anybody any actual information about it, you know, other than just stuff like that, you know, like
maybe
big
he's
names
a robot whatever. Now. Maybe he's a robot now.
Dude, maybe. But I don't know. That's just crazy. I don't know what could be connected with that in any way, to be honest.
That brings us to one last story, and then I will leave it up to discussion for whatever we want to talk about related to the topic. Of the three stories, this is the more believable one. Not that the first one wasn't believable. That's definitely, you know, kids missing. And it's just weird. I don't know how you would explain, you know, where they were found and things like that. And that led to, when I was reading about it, that led to Bigfoot theories and stuff. So that's why I brought up Bigfoot earlier. But in 1938, 4-year-old Alfred Bailharts, sounds like he's German,
I just
maybe
saw the story on that same place.
Yeah, okay. He was vacationing with his family in Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park. His parents were watching him carefully as they went out for a quick hike near a river. And then, without a warning or a trace, he vanished. And it is among one of the strangest disappearances in national parks, so they say. And like I say, he was only a few feet from his family. A 6-mile search of the area that he disappeared showed nothing. However, dogs were able to trace his scent 500 feet uphill from where he vanished. And the only problem was that there was no footprints and no Alfred to be seen. And even stranger, the dogs who traced the scent seemed to be confused by what they were smelling and quickly lost the scent. Once the dogs traced the scent uphill and the two pups began to cock their heads down and look nervous, eventually both bloodhounds ended up lying down on the ground, unable to go any further on the trail. Alarmingly, some hikers who were walking 6 miles away from where Alfred disappeared claimed that they saw a young boy in a particularly dangerous and difficult to reach rock outcropping called the Devil's Nest. And the two hikers said that they had only seen the boy minutes after he allegedly disappeared. Stranger is that they claimed that the boy seemed dazed and upset, but then appeared to be jerked back by an unknown force. A four-year-old boy would not be able to travel 6 miles and uphill over 3,000 feet. We talked about this earlier. And even the survival specialists who searched for him needed specialized equipment to get up there. So who or what grabbed little Alfred? Can you guys guess?
Did he live? Did he survive? He's still gone?
What do you think? Do you think he died?
I mean, he's dead now. This was in 1938. Yeah, so I'm assuming he's dead.
Is it possible he got picked up by a big bird?
I can see that.
Because that shit can happen. I mean, like, a big enough fucking hawk can literally pick a fucking small eagle. Dog up out of your
big ass eagle,
heart.
Yeah.
I would think that, but also, like, the thing is, like, if he's with his parents or whatever, like, and they were feet away when he disappeared, like, I would think that if he got picked up by a bird or even an animal, like, well, he would have saw, is the kid not going to scream? You know what I'm saying? Is the kid not going to make no noise? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe he was, like, startled or something. I don't know, dude. That's a fucking weird ass thing. The other thing I was thinking is he got swept into the river.
Yeah. But then the hikers.
So what about the dogs that had got
I will say, to answer your question, Hunter, he was never found. So we'll never know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So the dogs that were smelling for him or whatever, they both got to a point where they were just like just not doing it anymore, or like, they
followed the scent, I assume, for 6 miles, and then out of nowhere the scent was gone.
That is probably the most believable one, but it just screams paranormal to me. That's the only thing that I could think of, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, I mean,
you know,
probably the Wendigo. That's the Wendigo right there. I could believe that as being the Wendigo, because that's just so crazy. I mean, what else? I ain't got no explanation for that. You know what I'm saying?
That's really wild.
Well, my thing is, I don't see how you couldn't, you know, how do you not have your eyes on your child, you know, when you're going hiking in the woods? You know what I'm saying? Very dangerous environment. So how could you take your eyes off your child for like 1 second, you know?
And to be fair, this is the 1940s. They smoked cigarettes around their kids and fucking fed them alcohol.
Literally, dude, though.
True.
For all we know, they could have like known like that something happened, but didn't like, they felt, I don't know, didn't want to say anything. So they made up a story.
Maybe they could have made up a story, you know?
They didn't want their kid anymore, and they were just like, let's just go dump him off in the woods, just like happened with Gabby, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not exactly like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just go dump. That's my thing, just random side note or getting off topic. It's like, I wonder how many of these people, like, when they go missing or whatever, I know that some of them have to be, like, maybe suicides. I mean, would that make sense to anybody? Like, just
Yeah, to, I mean,
them to go out and die in the woods or whatever.
I feel like that would be the ideal place to go if you, you know, if you want to kill yourself. Just walk into a forest and never walk back out.
I feel that. I feel that. Patty's muted again. Does he know that?
Yeah, I try to stay muted just, you know, because somebody's on the couch right now.
Oh, so. True.
What is she doing?
She keeps trying to come into the room there. So I keep trying to, like, yeah.
But yeah, there's this police officer. I forget his name, but he wrote a book. He's been following all of these type of stories, this type of evidence for a long time now. And he has a book with like every story. He was the one that wrote the Yosemite one and told it.
What does he think about these, like, you know, especially the ones that seem like, you know, just all these seem just like pretty crazy. What does he think about it?
I mean, he's like in the same boat as us. You know, like I said, when it comes to kids, you could try to say, oh, they have a hyper imagination, or, you know, kids will wander. That's what happens. But then, like, how do you explain? He can't explain it. How do you explain them showing up in these areas that either have been searched over and over and over, and then all of a sudden they're there, or they're over the river, up the mountain, you know, buttfuck nowhere.
Like, then they're fine. Like, and they've gone like miles away.
And
from where
and they're fine. Like, you would think fine. Like, so like, okay, if they found the body, okay, that's easily explainable. Fucking animal ate their ass or dragged their body or whatever.
That's easier. That's easier explainable than right than that, because you would expect, you don't expect. That's what I thought. I just saw this one yesterday where it was like a 3-year-old had been like alone in the woods. I just literally just saw it earlier today, but I don't think it was for a month, but I think it was for like 2 weeks, and they found him and he was fine or whatever, you know. And it's just like people are like, survival experts are like, I don't see how this is possible, you know. Like, how does a kid that small know, like, what do they do to survive in that, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to eat. I mean, for that long, you got to eat, you got to drink or whatever. I'm assuming you can, you know, I guess every being is smart enough to be able to find water per se, you know, but like, if it's not like a river or a pond or a stream or something like that, you know, like, and you're having to do other things in order to get water and stuff like that. And then also, if you're in the woods, like animals, you know, like predators, like they're going to see something like that. They'll be like, oh, that's a free meal. You know what I'm saying?
Most people in the woods without proper equipment or training or anything, I would assume wouldn't make it past nightfall.
I could say that. I could see that.
I can't remember the exact name or the exact story or whatever, but there's this guy. He was following the journey of a 3-year-old through the night, because that same 3-year-old had been found alive. And so where they found him versus where he disappeared, he wanted to follow that same journey to see like how the kid ended up there. Yeah. Right, and he halfway through the night, he called it off. He gave up. He said, there's no way this kid did this on his own.
Because that guy couldn't even like do it on his own, relatively speaking, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be like some supernatural, paranormal, you know, stuff going on. Yeah. And I always believe like in places like national parks, forests and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I believe that there's definitely a element of paranormal. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, with kids, stuff like that. Kids always have the stories of being visited by like what they describe as angels or ghosts or, you know, stuff like that. So like they're innocent, so like they're not gonna lie about
they don't like understand that. it's like not fearful for them, almost, just because it's like they just don't understand it, relatively speaking. Like they're kind of like naive, you know.
Yeah,
I will say, I do want to go back to my theory about how, what was it, Lake Mead? Okay,
yeah, Lake Mead.
How come this place, this national park reserve or whatever that I've never heard of, I don't know if any of y'all have ever heard of it, has the most disappearances? You know what I'm saying? Patty, like, I can understand. What'd you say?
Is that Patty, wake up?
Like, how does that make, Hold on. I'm about to look this up real quick.
I never actually even heard of that place.
Me neither. I don't even know what that is.
But yeah, if 1,600 people disappeared, that's the top spot with almost, what, 600 people? Was it like 563 people, almost 600.
Damn.
Like, are they near a lake?
Well, it's Lake Mead.
Yeah.
So, probably.
You said that's 563 people a year at that part, that one park?
No, like in a single year, the most that went missing at that park was 563. In a single year at Yosemite, Yosemite, it was 233. I'm gonna have to make a meme. This word was kicking my ass this whole episode.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to count it. You got to do a counter.
Fuck that. I'm cutting that shit.
That's a little over 47 people a month. At that one park.
47 people a month go missing there?
Yeah.
That's more than a person a day.
Dude, that's insane. There's no way.
Imagine if parks told the truth, bro. Imagine if all parks told the truth.
Yeah, that's literally over 1.5 people a day. Like,
I don't like that fact.
A person in a
minute. I don't like that either. I'm not going there. I don't want to ever go there.
1,000 miles is too close.
If all four of us go there, like, chances are one of us is not going to come back over a month.
But no, probably two of us. Probably two of us.
Let's go live on the podcast. Let's go viral.
You dead ass.
Who's trying to plan this trip?
Well, okay. Mead? So I will say though that now I'm looking I'm looking at the sizes. And hold on. Okay. I'm looking at the area because Yosemite was, you said, number three, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has an area of 1,169 square miles. Lake Mead has an area of 247 square miles. And you mean to tell me that many people are going missing from there?
Somebody that's lying. Somebody lying, bro.
There's something weird there.
And I was like, okay, it's a lake. We live by a lake here. People crash and drown or whatever. But I'm looking at the map, man, and that lake ain't even really that big.
And if you went missing, they would probably find you in the lake.
In the lake? I would think so. They would find you in the lake. Let's see.
It's like all rocks. There's like no real trees or nothing.
Or he shit, bro.
Dude, so the chance, I'm looking at this article. It says if you go there, you have a 1 in 300,000 chance of disappearing or dying. I don't like that at all. That's too close of a statistic for me. That is way too close.
So, dear white people, give up camping and hiking.
It's just not safe.
Yo, your cat just freaked me out, Hunter. I thought
Where is it? Where? Oh, right there?
God. I was like, watch out, man.
Hold up. How do I share my screen? Can I share my screen real quick? All right, can y'all see this?
Yes.
Y'all see this right here?
Yep.
Hold on, let me pause my music. Can y'all hear my video? No. Can y'all hear?
Turn it up.
And I did turn it up. I got to figure out how to share the...
Take the headphones out.
Is the volume on your computer itself up?
I was hoping he had porn in one of his tabs.
Man. Basically, here's what I'll say. There's just a mysterious creature that was in that lake. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So...
That's Cap, bro. That's got to be Cap.
What is that? That's somebody tell me, what is that? What is that? Did you see that?
It's an alligator. It's an alligator.
Dude.
He said, did you see that?
It's eyes. It's alligator. Oh,
that looks like Brandon, bro. That's like Brandon Daniel. I'll tell you what it's not, Hunter. It's not the Loch Ness Monster.
I don't think it is because I think its neck would be coming out of the water. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to see. I didn't even see that video beforehand.
Well, I don't know. Are you frozen? Oh, he's back. Hunter was just like frozen for a second.
Oh, no, I'm here. Am I here?
Yeah.
Oh, barely, no, your bandwidth is low. You
pixelated motherfucker. Anyway.
It said my internet connection is unstable. Anyways, go ahead.
Before we close out the podcast, any final takes? Any final thoughts? Hunter, if you disappear tonight.
Okay, yeah, if I disappear, let's just let it be known for the record. If I do wind up missing, the government does have a conspiracy. I'm not gonna.
Oh no!
They are. Oh, taking...
they got his ass.
What happened?
You're cutting out, man.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me though? Internet, Can y'all hear me though?
Yo, there's someone in the house.
Oh, that's not funny. That's not funny. Can y'all hear me though?
Yeah. Bro, that cat. Okay. No, that cat is.
You see them eyes? FBI, you see them glowing eyes in the background right there? That's like it just got taken over by the CIA. This is finna kill me right now. I'm not even lying.
They're about to send the robots, and you're gonna have to defecate for them.
No.
But I think the thing with disappearances in national parks, I think that one is one of the like. Anything conspiracy-wise with that, I'm not inclined to believe, just being honest, just because I think it's, you know, people just go out in the woods, get lost, go missing, and then end up dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to put it on the same, I'm not going to put it on the same level as, like, more popular conspiracy theories that I think could be real, you know? But anything to do with, like, disappearances in the woods and stuff like that, I mean, for me, I think it's pretty straightforward. You know, most of the time, like, they just went out to the woods for a hike, they went camping, they just got lost, or they went out there to commit suicide, or out there to kill them, or something like that, you know? It's just, that one is probably the bottom of the, like, you know, believable conspiracy theories type thing, for me at least.
I will say, have y'all seen Us, the movie Us? I know Patrick hasn't.
I haven't watched it yet, but
I haven't watched it.
Kind of a similar thing, but instead of national forest, it's the underground tunnel system. There's there's a huge abandoned underground tunnel system in the U.S. apparently. And so the movie is based around that. Kind of getting the same vibes where in the tunnels, it was a whole nother species of humans that can't talk, like none of them can talk. But I don't know. I feel like with National Forest, I could see the feral theory or cannibals or anything like that. I could see the government doing some shady shit out there, especially you said that one place was in Nevada. I mean, come on, there's already a shady place there.
True. Yeah. True.
And that's Area 51. How many other areas are there?
There's some other. Probably a lot more. I think there's at least 50 other areas because that's number 51. So I think there has to be at least 50 other ones.
I'm trying to go to Area 69.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, San Andreas, man, San Andreas.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was the name of the base, and San Andreas was Area 69.
Wow. That's cute.
I forgot about that.
I do want to shout out Deborah on Face. She's on our Facebook group. She is the one who suggested this topic. It's an interesting topic for sure. So, thank you, Deborah, for that.
I agree. Given more interest just because of what was going on with Gabby. And everything like that. So, but yeah, I think it's definitely interesting. I think we just need to, you know how like there's a ghost hunters or whatever like that, you know, mm-hmm. Why don't we send people like that, but just out in the middle of the woods, you know, with like cameras and stuff like that on them or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's scarier than haunted houses.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
I will go to the woods, but I'm going to need my own military personnel with me.
Yeah. I'm gonna need somebody with a gun.
Oh, I'm gonna bring the rednecks with me.
Multiple people with guns. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bring the rednecks.
Bro. George, bring Patty.
Man, all right, not to take it back a little bit, but how is Lake Mead so popular where all them people can disappear at? But I pull up Street View and only those blue lines are where I can view the streets at. The whole rest of the area, there's no pictures or nothing.
So
there's no fucking trees or nothing.
So you're saying there's something, right? There's something going on there?
Saying there's a lot of missing information here.
There's a lot of stuff that we don't know. We just don't know.
Like, look this is the nearest road to the joint, right? That's what it looks like.
That looks like that. See, that just looks like something's begging to go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
There's no woods to get lost in.
Is it like desert?
Yes. What? The mountains are rocks. I don't understand.
How do so many freaking people go missing?
Like more than one a day. Literally more than one a day.
Are they wandering into the desert or are they like driving out there and getting lost in the highway? I don't understand.
They getting pulled on the ground.
Pulled underground. Oh,
dude, probably a military base out there on some real shit because that's such a big area.
Done seen some shit they wasn't supposed to see.
How close? Wait, Patty, you're muted, babe. You're muted.
How close is Lake Mead to Area 51?
That's some Hills Have Eyes aliens looking shit right there.
You know, there's some shit hiding behind them rocks.
Right there, in the hole right there.
No, heck no. Get out of here. I kind of want to smoke in there, though. But hell no.
You're going to be one of those missing people.
True. But it looks like a chill-ass spot to hang out if it was actually, like, a cool area.
Oh, I figured out number two, because I'm looking at the thing that Paris was looking at to get his thing. Number two is the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon National Park.
Duh. Yeah, I can see that. True. But that one's more explainable, I guess.
Hey, here's one that's the closest one to us that we could go and do. Here's an idea. We do the group IRL podcast in the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, North Carolina. Hey, what y'all think? Why don't we just go out there?
Mikhail can't go.
Why? Why not?
Me and Mikhail can't go.
Why? Y'all want to go check it out? North Carolina? Yeah, it said Tennessee, North Carolina. Who is the North Carolina that y'all can't go there for?
Well, they hate black people.
White people.
South Carolina's worse.
Look, I've been through that place, all right? There's a lot of folks up there that don't talk to nobody.
What do you mean you've been through that place? You grew up there.
No. This is on the western side of the state. I grew up on the eastern side of the state.
Okay. But you grew up in North Carolina.
You muted. You like black people though, right?
Hey, he didn't respond. I didn't hear a response.
Patrick, please respond.
doing research for Lake Mead, like not to go back to it, but apparently Lake Mead is part of the Hoover Dam, or Hoover Dam is part of Lake Mead. So, and that's just interesting to me, is it not? You know what I'm saying?
Seems like people might jump off that shit or something, you know? I don't know.
Or get like sucked up under it.
Or get sucked up under it. That's
true. There has to be a logical explanation for that many people coming up missing in a town or a fucking park that is rocks, essentially.
And I mean, there's a lake on it too, but it's like, you know, like if that many people are going missing, like drowning or whatever, like where are the bodies and stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's just too weird for me.
It's mostly kids too, so
that it's mostly kids that showed up.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Lake Mead?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Yosemite that was talking about the kids.
Yeah. It wasn't Lake Mead.
Groups of kids wasn't Lake Mead?
No, that was Yosemite.
All right, I'm tripping.
All right. Fuck you.
What we need to do is get on a do a live phone call to a park ranger at one of these parks.
Right.
On live.
And then the call's going to go dead.
You know what? I bet you park rangers do know some shit because they be acting like.
Look, if I was a park ranger, I'd be like, yo, for real, like, just this week, like, 14 people done disappeared, you know? I'd be telling all the secrets.
Yo, you should try to come in contact with somebody from that fucking park, bro. Somebody should. Because that's some wild shit. Be like, bro, what the hell's going on there? Do they have park rangers?
Maybe they're robots.
Oh, fuck.
Dun, dun, dun.
Robots scares me more than most things.
Robots.
Yes.
You got a couple robots in your house.
I sure do, but they're not they're not gonna kill me.
Are you scared of robots like how that one SpongeBob episode? You know what I'm talking about? Does it you know
beep, beep, boop, boop, beep.
where he was chasing him and he had the clamps or whatever.
No. Just like I really think that technology could go really fucking far, and it already has. And robots. I mean, like, how do you fucking fight a robot? You know what I'm saying?
You unplug the power.
Look guys, I'm Sarah.
I turn the brightness on my screen all the way down so the reflection, doesn't show up on my glasses. Wait, hold up. I'm gonna turn it all the way up to show you.
What were we doing next pod?
You see it?
When are we?
Just no, we're doing the ocean. No,
the ocean, the underwater city, mermaids, Bermuda Triangle.
Yes. Bermuda Triangle. Ooh, that's the one I'm talking about. I love.
So when we want to do that one?
Tomorrow.
When is Ian?
Ian has to be in it. Ian's off on
Wednesday. When is he off?
He's off on Wednesdays and Thursdays, right?
What day?
Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. Let's change it back again and keep joking around. It could
be tomorrow, hypothetically, but...
Wednesday, for sure, is off.
Okay. What's today? Monday? I don't know. Hunter, what are you doing?
What?
What's I'm just
playing
emoji?
I'm playing with the emojis.
With all that being said, this has been another motherfucking podcast. I'm your host, Saved by Paris. Joined by the pod team, the brown boy of gaming himself, Hunter.
He's out.
The mute, Patty D.
The mute.
And Sarah Hellburn. Until next time, we are out. Stay clear of national parks and robots.
Hey, y'all stay safe.